Hi, I'm Marjorie Doyle. Welcome to That Time of the Night, coming to you from CBC Radio in St. John's. A little later this evening in the first hour, one of the pieces I'm going to be playing features Shauna Ralston, the great Canadian cellist. She's playing a concerto not heard too often by Sir Arthur Bliss. But right now it's time for Between the Covers and Shauna Singh Baldwin. She's reading stories from her collection English Lessons. One reviewer has written, she lets readers walk through a door that they could never open on their own into a landscape that will stay with them forever. Tonight's story starts off with a woman behind a door. Here's Shauna Singh Baldwin.
English Lessons. I told Tony, that is what he likes me to call him in America, I told Tony I will take English lessons till my green card comes. Valerie says there are English teachers who will teach me for free, and she will find a good one who will come to the apartment so that I do not have to go outside. Tony says, okay, and then he leaves for work at the cardboard factory. I pick up the breakfast dishes and Surivir's toys. No one can say his name here. I will tell them at the school to call him Johnny, like Tony's Johnny Walker whiskey. The phone rings, and my heart starts to pound. Dharak, dharak. Our answering machine message has Valerie's voice, and I follow the words with her accent. We're not here right now, but if you leave a message, we'll get right back to you. But it is only Valerie herself. Pick up the phone, Kamaljeet. I want to know if you're home so I can drop the kids off for the day. Hello, I say. I am here. You come. Valerie is a nice person, but you cannot be too careful. Tony says we cannot meet anyone from India till my green card comes, so Valerie is the only one who sees me. I call her Grocery Store Valerie to myself, because she answered my card in the grocery store, and now I babysit her two strong and unruly boys. What farmers they would have made in Punjab! My son is not so strong. More than 2 years of woman's company. I spoiled him while we were waiting for Tony to get his citizenship, but what was I to do? If I had disciplined him, Tony's parents would have been angry. He's their only grandson. Valerie's boys don't listen to love or scolding. But they go to school, and Valerie says it is the law I have to send Suryavir to school. So I went there with her to register him, and on the form I wrote the address I had memorized from Valerie's checks, not ours. Still, Tony was worried in case anyone who might report us saw me. He makes me dress in pants so that I look Mexican and says it is only a short while now. I hope so. But first, I will learn English. It's not that I don't understand it, but it has too many words. Get it, put it, I am stuffed, pick up your stuff. On the other hand, hand it to you. I learned English in school, passed my matriculation examination too. We learned whole passages of translation by heart. I had a good memory. Now Tony says, I must speak English to pass my immigration interview and to memorize my amnesty story. A knock! Someone is standing far away from the peephole. Why are they doing that? Oh, it's Valerie. She was bending down to tie a shoelace for little Mark. Hello, hello, come in, how are you? Valerie has found an English teacher who will come to the apartment and teach me for free. But Tony and I are afraid. This English teacher is from India, and we did not want to meet any people from India. Valerie said she told the teacher I am Tony's girlfriend and that Suryavir is our son. She said the English teacher was surprised. Indian couples do not usually live together, she told Valerie. Tony says to tell Valerie we don't need this teacher. But I took her phone number to please Valerie. I may call her, just to speak in Punjabi for a while. I told Valerie I will change my name. I asked her to call me Kelly. No one here can say Kamaljeet. And Kamaljeet is left far away in Amritsar, before the fire. Some nights I lie next to Tony, here in America, where I live like a worm avoiding the sunlight, and I wonder if he knows. And is it only because it was his brother that he does not sense that another man's body has come between us? Or is it that he cannot remember the fire we felt in those early days? We only had 3 weeks in which Suryavir was made. Then he was gone. If I had been able to return to my parents until he told me to come to America, I would not have been so weak. But to do so would have smelled of disgrace, and I am not shameless. Nor was it a matter of a month or two. Tony told me after 6 months, when I was becoming big with his son, it would take him 2 more years. I tell myself it is not only another man's body that invades our bed, but another woman's too. And yet, that is different. I hear her tearful voice on our answering machine. Her anger follows us from city to city, Fremont, Dallas, Houston, Miami, New York, Chicago, threatening to report us to immigration. He lived with her for 2 years, shared her bed, paid her our life savings for a marriage certificate. I will ask the English teacher how to say, is not 2 years of our life enough? Is not my worm existence, my unacknowledged wifehood, enough for you? Enough that I call myself his girlfriend, my son his bastard? But she does not have form, no substance in our bed. I cannot imagine him with her black body. And if I can, what of it? Many men pay prostitutes. This one's price was higher, and she lasted longer. And he got his green card after 2 years. Thus am I here. The other man in bed with us, he has form. He looks like Tony, only younger. And he still laughs at me, waving pictures of Tony with her, telling me Tony left me for an untouchable, a Habshi, threatening to tell my parents if I would not open my legs to him. I did. Rabba mere, I did. I thought some force would come upon us then and tear him from my flesh before the act was done, save me as the virtue of Draupadi was saved. And it did. Too late for virtue, but soon enough for vengeance. The police came looking for him. Oh, not for my protection, no. They were rounding up all sick boys between the ages of 15 and 25 for questioning. Tony's parents knew what was in store, and they hid him in the servants' quarter, a concrete room on the flat roof of the house. They told the police he was with Tony in America. That made them angry. One sinewy fellow with a whiskey smell took a can of gasoline, and slowly, as we watched from the rooms around, and as Suryavir's eyes grew larger, poured it in a steady dribble all round the center courtyard. They all walked to the door, and almost as an afterthought, the sinewy policeman threw a lit match, and the world exploded from silence into horror. I took no chances. I gave Suryavir to Tony's mother, and they climbed out of the back window. His father was blinded by tears, and I pushed him after them. Then I ran up the narrow, steep staircase to the servants' quarter on the roof, and I locked it. And ran back through lung-searing smoke and purifying flame. I was given vengeance, and I took it as my due. But still, he comes between us, the half-dead, only half a world away. I called the English teacher today. She speaks Punjabi with a city accent. I will have to ask Tony, but I think it will be, like Americans say, fine, fine, for her to come and teach me. Her family on her father's side is from Rajasansi, just outside Amritsar, and she is married to a white guy, so she is probably not part of the Gurdwara congregation. They have all heard of Tony's green card wife. These matters travel faster than aeroplanes fly between cities. I will tell Tony I will take English lessons and that she will be my teacher. Tony was finishing breakfast when Mrs. Keogh, the English teacher, arrived. She knocked, and I let her in. Then I asked her to sit down, offered her some tea, and listened while she and Tony spoke English. Thank you very much. My girlfriend is just new from India. As soon as her green card comes, we will be getting married. So till then, I think English lessons will help her pass the time. The English teacher did not remark on my girlfriend. Good. Not a prying woman. She said, I am glad to help you and your fiancé. Tony continued, I will not like it if you teach her more than I know, but just enough for her to get a good paying job at Dunkin' Donuts or maybe the Holiday Inn. She will learn quickly, but you must not teach her too many American ideas. The English teacher smiled at me. Tomorrow, I will ask her where I can learn how to drive.
Shauna Singh Baldwin, reading English Lessons. That's the title story from her collection by the same name. Tomorrow night on Between the Covers, she reads her award-winning story, Jessie. It's about an elderly woman who looks back on her life in two countries. I'm Marjorie Doyle. You're listening to That Time of the Night. It's coming to you from CBC Radio here in St. John's.